The Reach of God, Luke chapter 8, verses 26 through 39. It was just last night that the disciples thought they were going to perish as they encountered a great windstorm on the Sea of Galilee. But now all is calm as they depart the boat and arrive in the country of the Gadarenes. It is just then that a storm of a different sort comes on the scene, a human storm centered upon, within, and around one man as he comes charging and railing down the mountainside with flailing arms, moving towards the newly arrived guest. He is a wild man, wearing no clothes, filthy, with skin lacerated from top to bottom, a dweller of the graveyard, completely taken over and indwelt by thousands of wicked spirits. He has been robbed of his own voice, and another speaks through him, changing his identity, proclaiming, "Legion is my name." We do not know what path led this man to such a pitiful condition. Was there no one to care for him earlier in life? Did he disregard sound counsel? Was he abused and shamed? Did bad habits go too far? Was he hanging with the wrong crowd? Did he insist on having his own way? What was it? And how was it that thousands of spirits could enter this man? With eyes wide open, focused fully on the scene before them, what must the disciples have been thinking as they no doubt cowered behind Jesus? These are disciples, followers of Christ, and he who had given the command, "Let us cross over to the other side," has yet another classroom, a field trip, for another lesson to teach. Nothing is required of them other than to look, listen, and learn. They had witnessed Jesus' power over wind and waves. Now he must show them that he has authority over wicked spirits, and they need to see the power of his love to reach, touch, and change a man whose personality, dignity, and worth has been seized by others. With a word, Jesus commands the spirits to leave the man. And in that very moment, Jesus undoes their deep, subtle work to mar, change, and destroy. Jesus heals, restores, and transforms him, spirit, soul, and body, to the privileged position of a man, made in the image and likeness of God. Jesus wants his disciples of yesterday and today to know that he can free a captive soul and set even the most desperate of men on another path with a work and a word that matters for time and eternity. No one is beyond the reach of God. This is Felma Sanders with God's Word Alive.